أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers, elders, sisters who are listening over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has once again given us the tawfiq and ability to gather in His house to listen or to remember or to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody asked Haji Imdadullah rahmatullahi alayhi, who was the Shaykh of Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, that I make dhikr, I say Allah, Allah. Lekin maalum nahi, qabool hai ki nahi, maqbool hai ki nahi. I don't know whether it is accepted by Allah or not. I'm making Allah, Allah all the time, dhikr. I don't know if Allah is accepting my dhikr or not. So Haji Imdadullah rahmatullahi alayhi replied and he said that the moment Allah gives you the tawfiq of saying a second time Allah, that is a clear indication that He has accepted your first Allah. So when you make the dhikr of Allah and we get a chance again to make the dhikr of Allah, then this is an indication that Allah has accepted our first dhikr and therefore He is giving us tawfiq again to remember Him. Thabit Bunani rahmatullahi alayhi used to tell his murids when he used to be making the dhikr of Allah, he says, Allah is remembering me. They asked him, how do you say that Allah is remembering you with such conviction? He says, because Allah has mentioned in the Quran, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, remember me, I will remember you. The fact that I am taking Allah's name, I have yaqeen in the words of Allah that Allah is also remembering me. There was a slave girl who was purchased by her master, and he finds that she wakes up at night, early part of the morning, very early in the morning, and for about 2-3 hours she would engage in tahajjud. Engage in supplication, in dua, crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he overhears her saying that, oh my Allah, because of the love you have for me, in lieu of the love that you have for me, remove me from all my difficulties, make all my work easy for me. So he took an objection to this. The master said, how can you say that, O Allah, in lieu of the love you have for me? You should rather say that, O Allah, in lieu of the love I have for you. You can guarantee that you have love for Allah, but you can't guarantee Allah has love for you. How can you claim that Allah most certainly loves you? So she replied, she said, O my master, I don't wish to be disrespectful to you, but since you insist for an answer, for a jawab, a reply, my Allah most certainly loves me because He has given me the tawfiq of waking up and rising in the early part of the morning, and He gave me the tawfiq and ability to make 2 to 3 hours of ibadat. Had He not have so much of love for me, He would not have waken me up. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Allah says, remember me, I will remember you. There was once a slave. Master was not so religious, and the master had made him carry some of his vegetables and things that he had purchased. And as he was going, suddenly he hears the call of the adhan. So he puts down this basket and he tells the master, well, I have to now go into the masjid and make my salat. The master said, okay, go quickly and make your namaz and come out. The master himself waited outside. He did not go into the masjid. After salat was completed, musallis one by one came out. Everybody had come out besides the slave. Master is waiting impatiently outside. Peeps inside and he sees everybody gone besides his slave. He says, what's the matter with you? What are you waiting inside for now? I'm the one who is paying your wage. I'm your master. Now come out. Why aren't you coming out? So then the slave replies, he says, oh my master, and that person who is holding you outside, he is the same person who is keeping me inside. In other words, that Allah who has given me tawfiq of making my salat, Allah hasn't given you tawfiq of coming into the masjid. Therefore, the dhikr majalis that we have mentioned previously also, it is so that we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our hearts have become so attached to everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ghairullah, that the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala diminishes from our heart. But the ahlullah, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or those who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are concerned about the actions and not being disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are wary of their nafs and the tricks of their nafs, and all the time they are watchful and observant, and the nigah is on the qalb, the heart, that not a single lamha, a single second would go past, and they will become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such people who are constantly worried about the spiritual diseases they have, and they must remove it from their hearts, then such people enjoy some ecstasy in their heart. They have the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart, that light in the heart, the light of the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the light of the qurb, the closeness, the proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is mentioned shaitan squats, or he sits right there by the heart of the banda, and he's waiting, he's vigilant. He waits for that opportunity. The moment this person becomes ghafila of Allah, ghafala anillah, then shaitan immediately casts whisperings into this person's heart. But the moment the person makes dhikr of Allah, shaitan retreats, he moves away. In fact, he flees, he goes far away from this person. This is the power of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts that light into his banda. Sins disappear from his heart. His heart, which was very heavy because of sins, now becomes lighter. And this noor that comes into his heart now passes throughout his entire body, into every limb, every organ, into his eyes, into his ears, into his hands, into his legs. He becomes close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is what is meant in the hadith, that then this person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, becomes his eyes and his ears and his tongue. In other words, then he will speak the truth, he will see only the truth, he will see light and noor and hidayat. He will speak the truth, he will hear the truth. He will always spend his entire life, 24 hours every day and night, every minute, every second, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will take pleasure in it. His salat will not be a burden upon him. His dhikr will not be a burden. His tilawat will not be a burden. Being in the company of the pious will not be a burden. Being in the masjid of Allah will not be a burden. To read good books, Islamic literature, will not be a burden. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the sun. The light of the sun, the intensity of the sun is such that no matter how many stars a person you can have, the galaxy of stars, in comparison to the sun, broad daylight, sun is shining. You can have a galaxy of stars, but the light of the stars cannot be compared to the light of the sun. It is commonly known about the star Mercury that it has no moon. Because of its closeness to the sun, so all the light of the sun, this Mercury enjoys, it requires no light. It's got the light of the sun. And even if it had to have a moon, this moon will not be visible because of the intensity and the brightness of the sun. Like that, a person who has that sun of the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart, and that sun of the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart, in the light of the entire world, the stars, the sun, the moon, and all the electricity we can have cannot be compared to the sun of the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this person has in his heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat of remembering Him. The maqsad of dhikr is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember His greatness, to remember that Allah is watching us all the time, and we are His servants. He is our Mawla. He is a very loving Mawla, a very kind Allah. He is the Allah who has created the entire universe for us. He is Allah who has created Akhirat and Jannat for us. He is Allah who has given us health, and He is Allah who has given us wealth. And He is Allah who has provided food for us and given us such comfort. He is Allah who has given us the ability to even prostrate and make sajda before Him. He is Allah who has provided billions and billions of ni'mats, who is so tolerant and so merciful, who is so kind and so loving, who has placed us into this world for a short period of time. And each day is going past, moving very rapidly, never to return again. When maut will come suddenly one day, or qiyamah will take place, when the game is all over. Now the reality dawns upon the person that how much of dhikr I made in this world. How much of Allah, Allah I made in this world. How obedient was I to my Allah. Now I have to answer to my Allah. And how miserable the person will feel when all his friends and all his relatives and all the people who he knew, when they will go before Allah, and their registers will be open, and they've got so much of dhikr and so much of tilawat and so much of ibadat. And in his register, he's hardly got any dhikr and any tilawat accumulated. There are people in the world who are 24 hours in the company of pious, and they have spent, or they are spending the time in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us the tawfiq of making Umrah and going to Hazrat Shah Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib Dhamad Barakatuhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep His shade above us for a long period of time. May Allah give him afiyat and sihat. And most of you are well acquainted with Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Dhamad Barakatuhu. You should come regularly to this masjid. And he had such love for the people of Durban. It is quite apparent from his couplets. And even the people around him all expressed the same view. That he would say, Durban. Dar, yani, fi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or Allah ka ban jao. In every little thing, they would take a lesson. They would link it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would link it to taqwa, link it to ma'rifat. So fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you will become Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment we saw him, there's no exaggeration, there were many others who were there and people went before us also. People who go regularly. The brilliance and the nur on his face is something we cannot describe. Despite his illness and his and the stroke, and the fact that he is in bed, but the nur, this is what is meant in the hadith, الَّذِينَ إِذَا رُؤُوا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ خِيَارُ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ. The best of the servants of Allah are those who when they are seen, when people look at their faces, then one is reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time, their hearts are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most time he is silent. There are occasions when he speaks. He makes dua. And we had conveyed the salam of all the people of this masjid and others. And Hazrat also replied and he also conveyed his salam to everybody. But his mind, he is alert. He is aware of his surroundings, aware of those who are around him. There are majlises that take place where he sits on the sofa, or at times if he's absolutely weak, then he's lying down, but he is listening to the recordings of those programs that took place here in South Africa, Mauritius, Reunion, England, throughout the world. Whilst we were there, 1987 recordings were being played. And we could hear the vibrant and eloquent speech. And the same theme recurs in all his talks. But each time one hears those talks, you get a different type of feeling. And this feeling is not something that one can describe. By looking at these Ahlullah also, the enjoyment a person gets, the feeling one experiences, cannot be described. Some people were traveling with Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali in the train. It was very hot. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah was sitting there, silent. Somebody remarked to somebody sitting next to him, he said, no bayan, there's nothing here. Hazrat not saying anything. You know, he should have given a bayan, at least we'll feel some kafiyat or something. Nevertheless, when the train had stopped at a certain station, and because it was so hot in the compartment, they had brought blocks of ice placed into the compartment. After some time, that entire compartment became very, very cool. So this person then asked that person who had made that remark that, no bayan, why is Hazrat silent? We want to hear something, we want to feel something. He asked him, are you feeling cool or are you feeling hot now? He said, no, I'm feeling cool. How are you feeling cool? He said, because of the ice. He said, did the ice give any bayan, any talk that made you get this type of feeling now, this coolness? He said, no bayan. He said, if the ice had an effect on you and you could feel that coolness because of the ice, then these Ahlullah, these pious servants, sometimes they're absolutely silent, they say nothing. But the sukoon, a person who sits nearby these people, the sukoon he feels, the ecstasy, the enjoyment he derives, is something that one cannot describe. So I do not want to digress, but these people have given their lives, they have sacrificed their lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have suppressed their nafs. They're also human beings who make mistakes. They're also human beings who get temptations. A very beautiful woman going on the street tempts a person. But at that moment, if a person suppresses his nafs, fights and he makes what you call mujahada, opposes his nafs, there is this wrestling match that takes place between him and his nafs. And he's able to subdue his nafs. He does not let his nafs overpower him. And for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he turns away his gaze. For those few moments and seconds, it is extremely difficult for him, because every opportunity and chance was given to him to cast that lustful glance on that very beautiful woman. And he would derive some pleasure by looking at her. But for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he turned away his gaze. And now that opportunity is gone. He feels that pain and the ache in his heart. But all this pain and ache, it is solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him with taqwa. Allah gives him then the noor of taqwa. Allah then gives him halawat of iman, the sweetness of iman. We have spoken and heard of iman. Allah now gives him the sweetness and the enjoyment of that iman. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him tawfiq of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat of making amal on the teachings of our mashayikh, of our Hazrat Rahmatullahi alayhi. It is said to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is easy. It takes only two steps to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just two steps. The one step is on the nafs of a person. We place our one step onto our nafs, suppress our nafs. We do not become slaves of our nafs. We do not become ghulam of our nafs. And the second step, we reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we are not going to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if we can become slaves of our nafs, then gradually our heart will become harder and harder and harder. And then we will become far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala save us. May Allah help us to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. May Allah ta'ala make us from the dhakirin and dhakirat. May Allah make our tongues moist in his dhikr. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The name Allah is so sweet, so sweet, so sweet. When sugar brings such sweetness onto a tongue, then Khaliq al-Shakar, the one who created the sugar. Imagine the sweetness in his name. Imagine the sweetness in the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There were so many other things I would have liked to share with you about Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali and how he is missed even in Karachi, in Pakistan. The moment we went, so many people asked and spoke about our Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali, even in Medina Munawwara. Those very pious people who are busy, you know, cleaning the Haram Sharif, big beards, engage in Salat. We met at least two or three of them. One had said, for 22 years I'm here cleaning the haram. Lekin kabhi aisa buzurg nahi dekha. These are not our own words. Many others were witnesses to that. And you could see he was speaking with sincerity. Not that he was asking us for any money or anything. In fact, when somebody tried to give him something, he refused. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. There's also a magazine, Al-Abrar, which Mawlana Mazhar Sahib, Damat Barakatuh, had asked us to read out in the majlis, inshallah, on some other occasion, where the whole biography of Mawlana is written, also from how he had taken bayat with Hakim Akhtar Sahib and many other important aspects also, inshallah, in due course we will explain that also. When you take the name, make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you say, La ilaha illallah. Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, Hadi Imdadullah rahmatullah alayhi had mentioned also, that you make tasawwur and picture that we are removing from our heart, ghayrullah, everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the filth we have in our hearts of sin, vice, evil, disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those na-mahram women who we have illicit relationships with, and all those women that we admire, which are not our mahram, they were haram, and all the wrongs that we do, The lies that we speak, the cheating, the anger, the riba that we take, and all the wrongs. We take everything out of our hearts. And we fill our hearts with only Allah. So we say, La ilaha illallah. It is mentioned in hadith in Mishkat Sharif that there is no hijab, there is no barrier between La ilaha illallah and the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or Jannat. The moment the person says, La ilaha illallah, it is as though a beam, a pillar from his heart goes to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah,
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. We take the name of Allah, then picture that the entire universe is saying Allah, the sun is saying Allah, the moon is saying Allah, the stars are saying Allah, the sky is saying Allah, the heaven is saying Allah, the earth is saying Allah, the trees are saying Allah, the plants are saying Allah, every sand particle is saying Allah, every atom is saying Allah, every particle is saying Allah, the oceans are saying Allah, the animals are saying Allah, the insects are saying Allah, mankind is saying Allah, the jinn is saying Allah, the angels are saying Allah, the birds are saying Allah, every single hair on the believer's body is saying Allah, Allah. Ponder over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How merciful Allah is. How kind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Reflect over our gunas and think of all the wrongs we have done. Yet Allah is so tolerant, Allah is so forgiving. And as we are saying the name of Allah, Allah is coming into our hearts. And Allah is putting into our hearts His love, His marifat, His noor. And we are becoming closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nuhu Allah 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 Allah, 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 kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaan hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaan hai. Allah, 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 Allah. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Ho jaye mera main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Ho jaye mera main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Allah, 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 Allah. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا واغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرنا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا العفو يا ذا الكريم يا رحمن يا رحيم يا مالك يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد Oh my most beloved Allah, my most merciful Allah, my most kind Allah, my most Rahim, Kareem Allah. Allah forgive us all our sins, my Allah. Sins we committed in broad daylight, in the darkness of the night, knowingly, unknowingly, intentionally, ya Allah. Major sins, minor sins, ya Allah. Those we did in privacy or in public, my Allah. Forgive us completely every single sin, ya Allah. Every single sin that we committed, every vice we committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, we were so disobedient to you, ya Allah. You provided for us, ya Allah. You gave us so much. You nourished us. You provided for us, ya Allah. You helped us. You assisted us, ya Allah. Despite your kindness upon us, my Allah. And despite your feeding us, ya Allah. We still follow the footsteps of shaitan, my Allah. We disobeyed you, my Allah, and we obeyed shaitan, my Allah. We followed our nafs and shaitan, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, we discarded the Quran and hadith and the shariat, ya Allah. There was no frown on our face when we committed that sin, ya Allah. But we did that sin and that ma'asiyat with a smile on our face. And then we mentioned it and we broadcasted it to people and we bragged about over our sins, oh, my Allah. You still forgave us. You were so, so tolerant, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we commit sins every second of our life. But oh, my Allah, you never ever expose us, my Allah. You are Sattar al-Uyub, Ghafar al-Dhunub. Oh, my Allah, you conceal our sins. Oh, Allah, you are our master, our creator, our nourisher, our cherisher, our sustainer. You are the Ghafar Allah. Ya Allah, you are the Tawwab Allah, who loves to forgive and forgives and forgives and forgives so much, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you are so kareem that you give and you give and you give, and your treasures never become depleted. Oh, my Allah, your treasures never become exhausted. Oh, my Allah, you give so much, you are so generous, that we, the recipients of all those boons and favors, we are not worthy of receiving those favors. Despite that, my Allah, it is only your karam and your fazl and your raham, your rahmat upon us that, ya Allah, you have given us eyes that we can see with, and ears that we can hear with, and a heart and mind that we can use to think
and Ya Allah, and you've given us organs, Ya Allah, and feet and hands that we can move and move about with. Oh my Allah, it is only through your fazl, your kindness, Ya Allah, that you have given us tawfiq of sitting in the masjid and taking your beautiful name. Oh Allah, accept our dhikr, my Allah. Accept all our ibadat, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, we are asking you, Ya Allah, to shower upon us your special rahmat, your special mercy, Ya Allah. That one merciful glance that, Ya Allah, that you will cast upon us, that will make our dunya easy for us, make our qabr easy for us, our akhirat easy for us, and our entry into Jannatul Firdaus easy for us. Oh my Allah, do not become angry with us, my Allah. Do not become naraz and displeased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, ab tu razi ban ja. Ya Allah, tu razi ban ja. Ya Allah, we want your raza mandi, my Allah. We're not asking you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, except for your pleasure, my Allah. Oh Allah, if you become pleased with us, Ya Allah, everything become ours, Ya Allah. Agar ek tu mera, to falak mera, zami meri. Agar tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Oh Allah, if you become ours, the sky becomes ours, the heavens become ours, the land becomes ours. If you are not ours, then we have lost everything, my Allah. We have lost the dunya, we have lost the akhirat. Oh Allah, grant us your ma'rifat, your qurb, yaqeen in your dhat, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill your noor into our hearts, my Allah. Remove the filth from our hearts, Ya Allah. The filth of sin, Ya Allah, and vice and disobedience. The filth of pornographic material and internet and porn sites, my Allah. And gambling and taking alcohol and drugs, my Allah. And having illicit relationships with the non-mahram woman, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Day in, day out, my Allah. Night and day, my Allah. Ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are supposed to be the best of ummats and the best of nations, Ya Allah. And you chose us to be in this ummat, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, today this ummat has turned away from the teachings of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, and we are living a life of filth and sin and zina and riba. Oh, my Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Shower your special mercy upon this ummat, this beautiful ummat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my Allah, make us get hidayat. Guide us, Ya Allah. Give us that hidayat, Ya Allah. That hidayat that we are aspiring for you, for, and we are searching for. Ya Allah, grant us that hidayat, Ya Allah. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Ya Allah, give us halal, rosy and plentiful, Ya Allah. Without working so hard and slogging and, Ya Allah, becoming slaves of dunya, that we have no time for your ibadat. That we are working so long hours and we have no time to make dhikr and tilawat and salat. Oh my Allah, do not make us become slaves of dunya and sons of this dunya. Oh Allah, make us abna of the akhirat. Make us children and sons of the akhirat who have got the akhirat in focus and akhirat in place. And akhirat is o manzil maqsood. And Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of a strong iman and amal saliha, such action and such deeds that you are pleased with, my Allah. Oh Allah, give us plentiful and halal rosy. Give us barakat, Ya Allah. Barakat in our rizq, barakat in our ilm, barakat in our lives, in our wives, our properties, our children, Ya Allah. Protect our family members, Ya Allah. Protect our wives and children, Ya Allah. Protect our lives, Ya Allah. Protect our property, Ya Allah. Protect our abrun izzat, my Allah. Wallah, the ummat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many places is so much of parishani, Ya Allah. Remove the difficulties completely. Where there are floods, Ya Allah, remove the floods, Ya Allah. Where there are earthquakes or hurricanes or whatever it may be, Ya Allah, remove the difficulties. Where there are wars taking place, Ya Allah. Where they are being oppressed by zalimeen, Ya Allah, remove the zulam of the zalimeen, Ya Allah. Protect us from the shar of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitin, from the hasad of the hasidin, from the zulam of the zalimeen, Ya Allah, and from the deception of shayateen. Oh, may Allah protect us from our nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. Nafs or shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kya mujhko tabah. Ey, mere Mawla, Ya Allah, we are asking you for your rahmat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you for hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you help us, Ya Allah, to subdue nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. Oh, may Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, remove the sicknesses, Ya Allah. There are so many of them. Different types of illnesses and sickness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are family members who are sick, Ya Allah. Give them complete shifa, Ya Allah. Grant them shifa kamil, adil, mustaqir, daim, Ya Allah. The elderly ones, Ya Allah, who repeatedly phone and request for duas, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, their bones have become so weak, Ya Allah. They do not want to become muhtaj on any person, may Allah. Ya Allah, give them khatama with iman, ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless them, ya Allah. Oh Allah, make it be easy for us, ya Allah. Make us be obedient to our parents, may Allah. Make us become the coolness of our, the eyes of our parents, ya Allah. Make our children obedient to us and our, the coolness of our eyes, may Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين وجعلنا للمتقين اماما. Oh, may Allah remove all our difficulties, ya Allah. Especially our brothers who have come here tonight and our sisters listening over the receiver, ya Allah. Whatever the difficulty may be, whether it is a family problem, ya Allah, social problem, talaq problem, ya Allah. Ya Allah, create peace and muhabbat and ulfat amongst husband and wife, ya Allah. Oh my Allah, whether it is a financial difficulty, ya Allah, remove the difficulty. There are brothers and sisters, ya Allah, who are experiencing so much of qaraz and debts, ya Allah. Remove those debts from them, ya Allah. Help them to fulfill the debts, ya Allah. Create softness and mercy in the hearts of the creditors, ya Allah. Oh my Allah, there are those who have got some welfare problem, some social problem, domestic problem. Remove every single worry and depression and sorrow and grief and hardship that we are suffering, ya Allah. Allah, answer all our jais, desires and du'as and murads, ya Allah. Ya Allah, all our mashayikh, our ahlullah, ya Allah. Grant them a happy life, ya Allah, full of barakat and afiyat and sihat and taqwa, that we may benefit from them, ya Allah. Oh, may Allah, those of our mashayikh, ya Allah, who have left this world, and all the marhumin of our family and friends, ya Allah, our deceased members, ya Allah, our relatives, and ya Allah, so many others, ya Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus, ya Allah, especially our Mawlana Rahmatullahi Ali, give him A'la Illiyin, highest of positions, ya Allah. Make his fuyuz and barakat, ya Allah, continue, ya Allah. Even after his demise, ya Allah. Don't deprive any one of us, may Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people, ya Allah. And in fact, every one of us, ya Allah, can feel this vacuum, ya Allah. It is so difficult, ya Allah. But we are not questioning your wisdom, your hikmat, ya Allah. We have got firm yaqeen, ya Allah, in your dhat, ya Allah. That, ya Allah, you are going to assist us every step that we take, ya Allah. And very easily, ya Allah, you are going to make us reach you, my Allah. And you are going to include us in your special list of your special friends, ya Allah. We have got this yaqeen, ya Allah, that you are never going to let us down, my Allah. And you are never going to deprive any one of us, my Allah. And every male and female, ya Allah, in this locality and vicinity, ya Allah, you are going to make us your special awliya, ya Allah. You are going to, ya Allah, give us tawfiq of establishing our 5-time salat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who have made intention for hajj and are preparing for hajj, many of them have already left, ya Allah. Some are going to leave, ya Allah. Grant each one of them hajj mabroor, maqbool, ya Allah. Make them return in the condition that all their sins are forgiven and they have got a clean and a beautiful new life, ya Allah. Oh, may Allah, those who have not made hajj and want to make hajj, or those who have made hajj and still have the desire to make hajj, ya Allah, make it be easy for all of us to make a hajj, ya Allah, an accepted hajj, ya Allah. Oh Allah, whatever the desire is, ya Allah, ya Allah, accept all of our jais murad. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.